Hello and welcome. During the pandemic, a great number of us here have given a lot of thought to our lives. Maybe we've reconsidered our career choice, our work conditions, flexibility, work-life balance, along with maybe where we want to live and what we need to be happy and how we measure our quality of life. What's now being called the Great Resignation began emerging in April 2021. Wikipedia says that in that month, 4 million Americans quit their jobs, and the trend continues. Research has found that more than 3 million Americans retired early because of the pandemic. With all these shifts and changes, there are no doubt a great deal of people in transition. So joining me from Flagstaff is Melissa Cripps. Melissa is a life coach who has navigated her way through her own transition and has started a consulting business to help guide others through this time of change. Her company is Blue Raven Inspirations, a creative transformational path to abundance. Melissa, I'd like to welcome you to Zoni Living. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this interview.
Well, you've had a very successful career, and by anyone looking in, you've had 32 years with your own business. You were the first State Farm female agent in Flagstaff. You've also been a pillar in the Flagstaff community in leadership as far as business and also the arts. You're a very accomplished musician. You've earned your Master of Music in Cello Performance from Northern Arizona University and were a founding member of the Orchestra Northern Arizona and been part of many musical organizations. So your life is really wonderful, Melissa. You also have a great relationship with your husband. You have a loving family, a great relationship with your adult son, Robert. And so a lot of people might be wondering, why would you want to change any of that? However, I know in talking to you that a few years back, you started feeling some stirrings, for a lack of a better word. Tell us about that.
Well, it was probably about 2 years ago. To step back from that, about 10 years ago, I hired a life or a business coach for my operation. And the original idea for that was to boost productivity, of course, and also to show my employees, my team, that they had support, that I valued them, and to create a workplace culture where everybody felt supported. When you're in the customer service business, it's kind of rough on days. So that was my original plan. About 2 years ago, we had a session. I guess it goes back really 3 years when my parents died. My parents both passed away within 12 days of each other. I was there with them as they died. And then, you know, not long after that, COVID hit. I lost my brother-in-law. Lost two dogs. It just seemed like life was telling me something. So in one of the sessions with our coach, she asked the question of all of us, you know, what do people say about you? And I couldn't answer the question. Like, I don't listen to what people say about me. It was really funny. And she said, doesn't everybody here know that when Melissa enters the room, there's just light? And that just clicked with me. I thought, that is the purpose I've been looking for. That's in me, it's been in me, and now somebody's validated it, and that's the purpose I want. I loved my career. I loved my work. I worked with people who needed help, who I loved their stories. I loved working with people. But there just came a point where I wanted more.
Yes, well, you talked about all the different things that were happening in your life. And I think I'm guessing that that's probably a key point when you're talking with people that are going through transition. I heard a great quote. I hadn't heard this before. Alexander Graham Bell this morning as I was driving to the studio. It says, when one door closes, another door opens. We've all heard that before. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us. And also in my book, Life Lessons from a Zoni Girl, I talk about people who have the courage and wisdom to leave something good for the possibility of something great. And so I'm guessing through your new consulting business, Blue Raven Inspirations, this is part of the world that you're trying to help people recognize some of the signs when there is a transition. But how do you know what signs are transition and when you might just simply be stuck, or does it matter?
Well, I think a transition sometimes reveals the stuckness, or the stuckness is the sign of a transition. I thought about this the other day before I knew that would be a question, and that is that I believe all of us are in some sort of transition. When we think back on our lives, we're aging, we're losing loved ones, we're changing jobs, we're moving, we're having children, we're constantly really in a state of transition. Right now, everybody is in transition, mostly because of COVID, trying to cope with the changes in our lives, with how worn out we are and grieving over COVID. So, you know, it's kind of a non-answer to your question, but I think everybody recognizes that in themselves and comes to a point where they want something different. I had a friend tell me when I just started on this journey, she said, and I talked about the possibility of retiring. She said, if not now, when? And she also said, don't wait until till you have to.
Great advice.
Don't wait to make changes until you have to.
Well, you talk about that a little bit because you're a very organized person. I've known you for 30 years, and you are really great at working with people and working through problems. You know, usually when somebody calls their insurance agent, it's not just to say hello. It's because I just got in a car accident or something that they need help through. So you've kind of been doing this all along, helping people through difficult times. So when you started thinking about retirement, you told me this great story that happened to you last July when you were just doing your normal stuff and you were meditating. So if you would share that.
Yeah, I had told, I had revealed to State Farm that I wanted to retire, and they talked me into waiting a year so that they had time to find a new agent and those kinds of things. Well, 3 months later, I got a call from someone in South Carolina who said, I saw that you're retiring. People in leadership with State Farm knew about the retirement before it was opened up to public. So he said, this is what I want. I want to be back in agency. I want to be in a town like Flagstaff. And I was very open to the possibility of leaving early. And I think that's the key to all of this, and everything is openness. And that's kind of what meditation is about as well, is just opening ourselves to the possibilities, leaving a space open for what needs to come to us, come. And that's what happened. Not only did he want to take my agency, he wanted to hire my employees, which is absolutely the most beautiful thing that could have happened. They still have jobs. My former customers still work with the same people. And, you know, he hired an already trained and experienced team. Not only that, but moving into the space that I was in, and, you know, who knows what that leads to down the road. So it's just a matter of sitting quietly and being open to the possibilities. And then State Farm's like, yeah, if this guy's great, we're just going to take him on. And it just moved very quickly from there.
And Melissa, you've got a very unusual name, Blue Raven Inspirations. Tell us where that came from.
I was searching for a name for my new business, and I get most of my best inspirations on walks. And I kept hearing this command to look up, and so I did. There's this beautiful blue Flagstaff sky. And also, as I looked up, there were two or three or four ravens. I almost always see the ravens on my walk. So the blue sky is, of course, infinite. And my favorite color, I love blue. I love blue. And then the raven is an inspirational animal. A raven represents change, courage, intelligence, and a little bit of a comedian. And then that part seemed just right. And if you look at a raven in the right light, they are iridescent blue. Wow. And then inspirations is, that's my job, is to inspire. Mm-hmm. My job as a life coach is to inspire. As we inhale, we inspire.
Ah, of course.
The spirit is an inspiration. Our souls are inspired. Breath is so important to our lives, but it's also important to all the practices that we participate in. When we're nervous, don't we just take a deep breath? And when we do yoga, we take a deep breath. When we go into meditation, we do some breathing exercises. When we want to relax, I read some great articles this morning on the New York Times about relaxation. We need to listen to, pay attention to our breath. And that's what inspires us. The other thing is, we have to be open to answers and inspiration from everywhere. Don't know if you're watching Ted Lasso, but oh my gosh, there's a lot of good life lessons in that series.
No, not yet.
So the other day I said, I'm open to answers from wherever they come. I mean, I always am, but I was very deliberate about it. And they have come recently from Ted Lasso, from the New York Times, from my husband, from my son. So we just have to be open to those inspirations wherever they come from.
You know, I have a picture in my office of a beautiful painting with a big raven in an aspen tree. And I will never look at it the same. Thank you for filling me in and informing me about the meaning of ravens and the name of your business. I will always think of the blue skies when I hear the name of your business. And you also talk about stress. And I think this is a really important quote. You say, stress is killing us. There's an urgent need to reconsider the way we've been operating. And I think if we layer the COVID pandemic on top of that, it's even more important. You said, we have to change this model of working ourselves to death. And I think the millennials in general seem to have the right idea. If you're constantly in competition, you're stirring in the wrong hormones.
Yeah, stress hormones are killers. I can't even think of the names of them right now, but because I'm
cortisone, I think is one of them.
Yeah,
cortisol. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, they can be good if you are needing to flee a situation, but they're not good if that's your constant state of being. So stress is killing us. And my little story is even though I had decided to retire and I was totally open to this idea of leaving early, the actual transition was stressful.
Sure.
You know, cleaning out my building. And as I told you, you know, all I needed was a shredder, a Goodwill truck and a moving van and I'd be out of there, or a dumpster and I'd be out of there. And it's not quite that simple. So moving furniture out, going through things and seeing what needed to be kept, leaving something that I had done for 32 years, that grief hit me unexpectedly. All of those little things built up in me. And I actually had a physical response. I had tummy trouble for like 2.5-3 months. But guess what? It's gone. Because that stress is gone. Because I was open to what was the possible and taking care of myself. The statement about millennials is, my son's a millennial, so I kind of have this intimate relationship with one. I see a lot of them saying, we don't want to just sell our time for money. Mm. We want to use our time and want to do the things that fulfill them. And I see them more doing two and three jobs, but they're the kinds of jobs that they love doing. My great niece is teaching rock climbing, guiding, kayaking in the summer, and she's teaching skiing in the winter, and they live out of a van, and they're loving it. They are living the dream, as she says.
That's so important for us to note.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, that is a possibility. I'm not downplaying. The cold, hard fact is we all need to live somewhere, have food to eat, have a car to drive, buy gas. And in order to do that, we have to have work. But I think if we look at what is worthwhile work and what is feeding us rather than killing us. my dad told me so many years ago, get a job with a good company and stick with it for 30, 40 years and then retire.
That was the model.
That was the model. It is the stress model. And how many of those people who followed that model die right after they retire?
Yeah, well, we've all seen the statistics.
Serious illnesses. Yeah. My mom and dad were going to travel when they retired. Dad got sick. Couldn't do all the traveling they wanted to do. And I see that story over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, finding our path and our path to a new purpose is truly a revelatory moment. And here's what you told me about finding your bliss. You said the lightness of stepping into a new vision and clearing out things that were taking up energy made you feel like you could float. You said, I feel like I weigh 2 pounds. Space creates energy instead of taking it away. As a result of releasing things, other things are coming to me that I want in my life. So in your experience with working with clients, is that a common feeling, the weightlessness, the floaty, blissful feeling that comes with the aha moment when your path is illuminated?
Yes. Yes. It is almost like magic. Although, we know what it is taking time to open up that space, I keep saying, become aware, become more in tune with what it is we really want, what we value. I think our values are one of the most important things to get in touch with. And then once you have that, you, as I said before, when we were talking before, like, you're not married to the outcome. Do not be tied to the outcome. The outcome may surprise you and be even better than what you could have thought of before. That's where the lightness comes from. It's like, whoa, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that. What a brilliant thing to do. And that magic happens. And I would challenge everyone to think back through their lives and think of the moments when they thought, wow, that was a great moment. I understood something, or I became aware of something, or something really magic happened. And I wasn't controlling that. We weren't in control of it. And yet the outcome was exactly what we needed.
You know, and I think you mentioned magic before in the past when we've talked, and I think that's funny that word keeps coming up. Your sister was one of the people that brought that to your attention too. Obviously, the two of you were going through tough times together when your parents were ailing at the end of life, and then she lost her husband, and you were there for her, and she gave you encouragement and reinforced the things that you were starting to be aware of, the things that other people were saying about you and to you, and as you were finding your path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, Melissa, you should just be doing this. You should just be doing this. I always feel so much better when we've talked or when we've been together. At one point, she even said I was channeling her mom. Mom was a deacon, a highly spiritual person, and I think maybe not even aware of how connected she was to the divine. Through our times together, she said, no matter where you go, Melissa, you just create magic. Mm. We were and what you're referring to is this trip to Scotland.
Oh, I think we have a picture of you in Scotland. It's a picture of pure bliss. So we'll go ahead and show everyone that. I love this because here you are. You were talking about you were in Scotland. This is the island of Staffa where you are. You look so incredibly happy. And you can tell that it looks really cold and damp, like you would imagine Scotland would be. So go ahead. I interrupted your story, but tell me about the magic with your sister.
Well, you know, there were a couple of things that happened when it was just the two of us. We got to Inverness. My husband went to London to see his children, and my sister and I went to Inverness before we met up in Edinburgh. And we needed, so, you know, the wonder of COVID, we had to get a 2-day test after getting to Scotland.
Of course.
Yeah, the government is watching over us. So we had to do that. We missed the opportunity in the airport. That's another long story. But when we got to Scotland, I finally arranged these 2-day tests for us when we got to Edinburgh. So a day before my husband got there. And we got out to the place with a kind of a surly taxi driver, but we got out to the place. And then the lady says to me, "You've done the wrong test. You've arranged for the wrong test." And I was pretty close to tears. And she said, "Wait." And after a while, she talked to her administrator or whatever. "Oh, you're fine. You're fine, sweetie." In this wonderful Scottish accent, "You're fine, sweetie. You're good to go. We're all set." So then I called for a taxi. The taxi got there right away. And the guy says, "You know, it's amazing to meet you. Oh, this is so awesome. I'm lovely. It's so fun to have you ladies in my taxi."
Oh, how fantastic.
I know. And so we gave him the address of our Airbnb. And then we said, and then after a while, we said, "You know, we're really hungry. We haven't eaten since we left Inverness, and we're pretty hungry." And he said, "Oh, leave it to me." He got on the phone. He called a restaurant. He said, "Here's the," he told them there were two people for dinner. "Can you fit them in?" And he made the reservation under taxi driver and took us straight there.
Fantastic. And you, again, didn't try to control the outcome. You didn't try to imagine the best case scenario or stress out over what bad things might happen in the process. I love your mission. Your mission is Blue Raven Inspirations to embody, master, and inspire an unlimited belief in abundance for clients in order to influence a more loving and compassionate world. That is a bold, large, and beautiful mission statement. Tell me about that.
It was a long process to come to that mission statement. Every word is intentional. I'm a researcher at heart, which wasn't my past life, but I am now. I love looking up the meanings of words. I love looking up the meanings of everything. So I looked up the meanings of all of those words. That mission statement technology came through a book I read years and years and years ago by Lori Beth Jones called The Path. So I know a mission statement has to be memorable. You have to be able to recite it. And so I put that together. Each word is very intentional. And the overall greater mission of creating a loving and compassionate world comes from an idea from Simon Sinek. His book called The Infinite Game, that we all need not just a mission for ourselves and a mission and goals in our lives, but really to be part of a greater overall goal, a greater mission. And that's what being part of a loving and compassionate world is.
That's really beautiful, Melissa. You know, what you're doing now with Blue Raven Inspirations, you've said is not something people might say, "Why didn't you start this 20 years ago?" But you've said it's not something that you were prepared for, you were ready for. Now is your time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel like you gathered wisdom and maybe courage? And there's something to be said about owning a business or doing anything that you've been passionate about and that you decide to leave. I think there is you talked about grieving that loss, closing that door. I also think there's an identity loss with that as well. So it's not an easy thing to do, but you couldn't have done it. You wouldn't have been prepared for this next step. You might not have had the tools for this next step. until this point in your life. And I think a lot of us get really stressed out thinking, I should be doing something else. I should be doing something else right now. I should have started 5 years ago. But there's a natural timing to this order of change.
Well, there is. And, you know, figuring out what we should be doing, figuring out what our path is. And no, I lacked awareness. I was not, I remember telling my son one time after he went to college, I'm sorry that I was always in a hurry. Mm, and I was.
Right.
Throughout my 20s and 30s and 40s, I was always in a hurry. I was in a hurry to get things done. I was on a path this way. And you know, I have to get things done. And in order to do the next thing, in order to do the next thing, in order to do the next thing, I was completely unaware of being mindful of the things that I was doing along the way. And so even though I gained wisdom, and I can think back about, oh my gosh, the magic that's happened in my life, including becoming a State Farm agent. You know, they mm-hmm. rejected me at first.
That's painful.
Painful. And just being open to the possibilities, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a State Farm agent more than anything. And so it happened. Those magic moments in my life I can think back on. But when you're going through them, sometimes, you know, that old, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Absolutely. Well, that awareness point is well taken. And thank you for sharing with how you felt as a mom and a businesswoman with a very busy life. And I think we all have to give ourselves some permission and some space there, because I remember feeling the same way too, feeling rushed and panicked and not being ever present, not being present at home, not being present at work completely, because you had so much going on. But I think we have to forgive ourselves and understand we were doing the best we could with what we had, which maybe benefited all those around us in some way too. Maybe they learned to be more independent, or maybe they learned to be more understanding of what it takes to be driven and to make a good life. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, and being a parent is a difficult job, very difficult job. My dad told me that a kite flies on a string, not a stick. So whatever path we choose is not a straight path, right? It never is a straight path.
It's I have to think about that visual. That's perfect.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I have a lot of dadisms.
Oh, I love it. So that string moves and it adapts and it's flexible.
Yes, stick is not, but... there are so many stories about people who started their careers later in life.
Sure, absolutely.
60s, 70s. And I did read recently, I think I told you about this, that our most productive years are between 60 and 70. The second most productive is between 70 and 80. And the third most productive is between 50 and 60.
Isn't that encouraging?
It is encouraging. And I haven't fact checked all that yet. So that's part of my research. But when you stop to think about it, you get to a certain point and you don't care as much about the trappings. You don't care as much about what people think. You do have a lot of built up confidence and courage and wisdom and experiences that help us be more productive later on in life. You know, the idea that we get old and then are not productive or not contributing people in society is a difficult transition in our lives as well.
Yes, and we can't think that way. And that's great advice and a great place to think about for the rest of the day. I want to thank you for sharing your story, wishing you the best of luck with Blue Raven Inspirations. And I'm looking for a book from you when you have collected a massive amount of stories of a transition and where people went. They were going one direction in their life and how they transitioned to the next space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bonnie, you need to know what this is. This is a map of Flagstaff.
Okay.
And this little pearl is where my house is.
Aw, that is so beautiful. Did an artist in town make that?
No, my husband ordered it. It was his Christmas gift to me.
Aw. Well, Flagstaff is a super special place, and I imagine it's cold but crisp and beautiful right now.
It is. It's a beautiful day. beautiful day.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I hope you'll join me again on Zoni Living.
Love to. Thank you so much for putting me on.
And you can read more about Melissa Cripps and Blue Raven Inspirations in the January edition of Flagstaff Business News, or find her story online at flagstaffbusinessnews.com. You can also visit the Facebook page for Blue Raven Inspirations or email blueraveninspirations@gmail.com. You can also call Melissa, and that number is 928-380-1642. As we talk about finding our path, how about in the snow? This was the scene shortly after Christmas at Arizona Snow Bowl. We had some great snowstorms over the holidays. More than 90% of the mountain resort is open. And I have to say, the Snow Bowl team is highly skilled at grooming and moving snow around on the many runs. There is a wide variety of terrain, from beginning trails to Black Diamond runs. Arizona Snow Bowl offers a 2,300-foot vertical drop, 8 lifts, including the state-of-the-art Arizona gondola, an adaptive skiing program, and the largest beginner's area in the Southwest. Don't you just want to be up there right now? Well, I hope whatever you're doing, you're enjoying your winter, finding your bliss, and living on purpose. I'm Bonnie Stevens.